National Safe Boating Week begins tomorrow. We thought we'd kick it off by talking with the safety officer for the Port Huron Sail and Power Squadron, Mark Cranebrink, on the line with us right now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I think we might actually get some decent weather to get the boats out pretty soon, huh?
Let's hope so. We've been looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So when we talk boating safety, what are some of the first things that we need to keep in mind before we get out there?
Number one priority is life jacket, and that's the main focus this season of Safe Boating Week, is they're focusing on the life jacket. Almost all the accidents and deaths that occur are from people not wearing life jackets.
Yeah. Why do you think that more people don't take life jackets out with them or don't wear them?
Well, you know, it's one thing to take it out with you and you wear it. What I find a lot of times, we do vessel safety checks through the Power Squadron, and a lot of these people just have these things hidden. You know, they're in boxes, they're underneath seats, and, you know, you really need these things handy. You know, something happens, you want to grab it right away. You know, to have it in a box or under a seat, you're going to fumble around for 5 minutes trying to find the thing. By then, it's too late.
Yeah. What are some other things that we need to keep in mind?
Other things would be the fire extinguishers should be handy. Keep them localized, you know, where you can grab that and hurry. You know the rules of the road. We see a lot of people out there going willy-nilly. They just need to know the rules of the road, which way to go, which side to pass another boat on. You know, mind your wake. Your wake is very important. Check the weather.
We've seen a lot of issues in the St. Clair River, which is at least, you know, passing through Port Huron in a very narrow channel, and freighters need all the room they can get. When you get a little fishing boat or something that gets in a freighter's way, that's the recipe for disaster sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Especially right now, I went by the Water Street boat launch the other day, and it was absolutely filled to capacity. A lot of people fishing right now. And, you know, another thing you got to worry about, especially in this weather, that water's really, really cold. If you go in, your chances of survival are very, very slim without a life jacket on, because that cold, that hypothermia, not a good thing. You cramp up in a hurry.
And you know what, Mark, that's all year long. Even on a hot summer day, when you think, well, you know, I'll be fine if I land in the water, it can be very cold, and it can be a shock to the system.
Absolutely. Especially around here, we got you know, the natural flow of Lake Huron coming into the St. Clair River. You know, it's like a rapids, especially underneath the Blue Water Bridge area there. And the currents are very wicked, and it's to be respected, no doubt.
What advice do you have for new boaters, maybe somebody that just got a new boat for this season?
Number one, take a safe boating course. You know, you can take it through us, through the Power Squadron. You can do it online now. They have all these online courses that are basically the same thing we teach, and I think they're right around the same price. They send you a booklet. You know, we actually get into a little more detail. We have some dedicated instructors that have been doing this for years, and you know, we usually put on 1 to 2 safe boating courses a year.
Those are really very important, especially for somebody that, you know, hasn't boated before. Also, for people that aren't from around here that want to get out on the water, it's a little different in Lake Huron and the St. Clair River than it is on a small inland lake, isn't it?
It is, yes, it is. We're fortunate to live in an area where, you know, we have the river, we have the lake dumping into it. You know, the wind is out of the north, the lake is always rough, so you can go downriver. If the river's rough with a south wind, you can go up in the lake. It's really a boater's mecca here. And that makes it very nice for us. For new or people coming in from out of state or, you know, from a different town, we have all the greatest facilities here, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and you can do all kinds of boating here, whether you're in a power boat and you like to go fast, or in a little fishing boat, a kayak, a canoe, pontoon, all that is fair game around here, but you've got to do it safely. And that's what National Safe Boating Week is about, and it's probably the perfect time of year, the middle of May, as we head into our Memorial Day weekend coming up next weekend. This is the time everybody wants to get out there and enjoy the water.
No doubt about it. It's just as long as they practice their safe boating. You know, like I said, I am the safety officer for the squadron, but my main job is to promote safe boating. But I think everybody that is on a boat should be promoting safe boating. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Or any type of watercraft, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It should be something that everybody cares about, because just like being in a car on the road, you want everybody, especially the other guy, to drive safely, right?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Well, here's to national
a mandatory. Mandatory thing to be to have a license here. They talked about it, to be licensed to pilot a boat or anything, but it isn't a fact yet here. And the other factor we have here is we've got two countries side to side here. You got Canada and us, and some of their rules are a little bit different than ours. You should probably, if you're a newbie, check into some of the Canadian rules, because they have some different rules on their side. They're getting more in line with ours, which I'm glad to see. It'd be nice if they were uniform, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Absolutely. We kind of forget that that liquid border is out there, and you might be sailing right over it.
Absolutely.
Mark, anything else that you want to add as we head into Safe Boating Week?
I'm sorry, what was that, Paul?
Is there anything you'd like to add as we head into Safe Boating Week?
Be cautious. Mind your manners out there. Have patience. There's times you need some patience in a boat. It's got to be a fun thing. But keep it safe. Keep it safe for you and your family.
All right. Great advice. National Safe Boating Week is May 16th through the 22nd, so it kicks off tomorrow. Mark, thanks for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Paul, very much.